Highbridge Audio presents The Classic 100 Poems, All-Time Favorites, edited by William Harmon, read by Alfred Korn, Rita Dove, Cornelius Eady, Jory Graham, Eamon Grennan, Anthony Hecht, Maureen Howard, Richard Howard, Philip Levine, J.D. McClatchy, James Merrill, Paul Muldoon, Alice Quinn, Alistair Reed, and Maria Tucci. I'm Laura Esterman. Sir Patrick Spens, Anonymous. In this ballad from Scotland, the exact details are missing, but the general situation is clear enough. A troubled king is drinking and talking to himself. He needs a good sailor to take a new ship on a round trip to Norway, which is 400 miles away and even farther north than the north of Scotland. Sailors in the Middle Ages seldom went to sea in the winter, but there seems to be a political motive here, bringing back a king's daughter, maybe as part of an arranged marriage.
The king sits in Dunfermline, drinking the blood-red wine. Oh, where will I get a skeely skipper to sail this new ship of mine? Oh, up and spake an elder knight sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best sailor that ever sailed the sea. Our king has written a braid letter and sealed it with his hand and sent it to Sir Patrick Spens, was walking on the strand. To Norway, to Norway, to Norway o'er the Thame, the king's daughter o' Norway, 'tis thou must bring her hame. The first word that Sir Patrick read, so loud, loud laughed he. The next word that Sir Patrick read, the tear blinded his ee. Why is this has done this deed and told the king o' me to send us out at this time o' year to sail upon the sea? Be it wind, be it wheat, be it hail, be it sleet, our ship must sail the Fame. The king's daughter o' Norway, 'tis we must fetch her hame. They hoist their sails on Monday morn, wi' all the speed they may. They hae landed in Norway upon a Woden's day. Macready, Macready, my merry men all, our good ship sails the morn. Now ever alack, my master dear, I fear a deadly storm. I saw the new moon late yestreen with the old moon in her arm, and if we gang to sea, master, I fear we'll come to harm. They hadna sailed a league, a league, a league, but barely three, when the lift grew dark and the wind blew loud, and gurly grew the sea. The anchors brack and the topmast lap, it was sick a deadly storm, and the waves came o'er the broken ship till all her sides were torn. Go fetch a web o' the silken claith, another o' the twine, and wap them into our ship's side, and let nae the sea come in. They fetched a web o' the silken claith, another o' the twine, and they wapped them round the good ship's side, but still the sea came in. O laith, laith were our good Scots, lord, to wet their cork-heeled shoon, but lang or aw the play was played, they wat their hats aboon. And money was the feather bed that flattered on the Fame, and money was the good lord's son that never mair come hame. O long, long may the lady sit with her fans into their hand before they see Sir Patrick Spens come sailing to the strand. And long, long may the maidens sit with their gowd kames in their hair, awaiting for their ain dear loves, for them they'll see nae mair. Half hour to Aberdour, 'tis 50 fathoms deep, and there lies good Sir Patrick Spens, with the Scots lords at his feet.
Edward Edward, Anonymous. This rugged little drama comes out of the same bloody time and place that produced Macbeth and Sir Patrick Spens. This poem is extremely sophisticated in the way it compresses an entire dimension.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?